You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
What's up, everybody? Are you ready to do it the easy way? Once again, you're listening to Easy Talk Live on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, powered by WTVNetworks.com, only on Blog Talk Radio, podcast radio for your pathway, your positive pathway. I'm your host, Eric Zuli, also known as EZ, your skeleton key to corporate Hollywood, and we got a fantastic show, but we're going to go ahead and kick this show off with a couple of our sponsors and our wonderful people that we love that pay our bills. I hope you enjoyed the show, guys. We'll be right back.
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, you're listening to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. This is our Thursday show every morning, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We have an amazing show for you guys, guys. This is the recap, the aftershock of the Ascent Expo. It was just an amazing, amazing experience, amazing time. There was thousands of people at the Ascent Expo, Los Angeles Convention Center, three-day convention center event, uplifting people, ascending people, hashtag ascending, hashtag easy way, letter E, letter Z. And, you know, remember, guys, this show is syndicated by Soul Central Magazine, Music the Pays Magazine, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment, Fan TV Global Networks, Avant Garde Magazine, all of our wonderful media sponsors. And we have an amazing movement you guys can follow. And all you need to do is text compliments of our new sponsor, texting easy, letter E, letter Z, texting.com. You text easy way, no spaces, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, 2313131. Not 2313131. Actually, you text it 2313131. And so, all right, guys, we got a couple people we're going to bring on. I'm just going to bring them all on. We'll bring them on once one time because I just mentioned Music That Pays Magazine. We got one of our partners. I'm proud to call him a good friend. They do over 20 different magazines as far as what they print. They just rock and roll it. His name is Ryan Brown. He's the president of Music That Pays Magazine. Ryan Brown, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
Hey, great to be on the show, Easy, and always proud to be a supporter of your movement, man.
Keep going. I'm just giving you some theme music behind you.
Oh. Oh, okay. Sorry about that, man. I just I had to hold myself back from all the excitement after getting back from the Ascent Expo, so I apologize about that. Yeah, it was a really great event, Easy. I really got to congratulate you. Easy Way Street turned out to be a real good success. Myself, personally, I can't tell you how many invaluable contacts I was able to meet over there. We had Avant Garde in the house. And their magazine was just looking great with you guys on the cover, you and Shelley Hunt on the cover. That was a really amazing magazine, and we were very happy to publish that for you guys. As well as our performers, the artists that we represent with our company, Music That Pays, they were able to perform on stage, and I can't tell you how happy and excited they were to be able to boast and brag that they were able to perform at the LA Convention Center as part of the Ascent Expo. Also, they was able to bring out a lot of good paying patrons over there too. So we really appreciate those artists for helping to bring support to that community. And I can't thank you enough, Easy. It was a really great time. And if you're a business owner, or if you're a person out there that's trying to get your brand or your products out there, definitely hit up Easy Way on easywaybroadcasting.com. That's the best way to do it. And I recommend all my clients go through you. So I appreciate everything that you've done.
Thank you, Ryan. I really appreciate that. Real quick, can you tell the listeners who you are, who Music That Pays is, and you know what our involvement is together?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Ryan Brown. I'm the CEO of Music Distribution, Inc. A DBA is MusicThatPays.com. Basically, long story short, we do manufacturing, distribution, marketing, and promotions in coordination with Easy Way Broadcasting. We have a section inside of our magazine, as well as we're working on the Easy Way Broadcasting magazine. So really, we're very heavily involved in the manufacturing print products, as well as silk screen products and other custom brand product lines as well, too. So in short, that's what we do. Make a lot of stuff, put a lot of stuff in a lot of different places, and then we market and sell it. Oh, and I also want to mention this, too. Next week, March 12th, we have an exclusive song that we're going to only send over to Easy Way here. This one is with a come-up artist named Kay Parker, and the song is featuring Baby Bash. We got the new music video shot and done, and it's only going to be exclusively brought to you by Easy Way. So Easy Way, I'm going to send that over to you. Baby Bash has people on it. So right as we talk, we're going to have this one. It's going to blow up. It's going to be right on top of Billboard charts right as it comes out. So I appreciate all your help with that, Easy.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, we'll definitely put it on my application. We have a music section. We'll have all of our people, you know, check it out, and hopefully get some sort of way where we can donate proceeds to a nonprofit. And I noticed on the front of your magazine, Ryan, Music That Pays magazine, it said music that helps giving back or something like that. Talk about that.
Yeah, actually, what's been going on is that we have a series of compilation CDs that we produced. One of them was with the Adrian Pauls Foundation, the Peace Fund, which was an organization that we were working with before. What had happened is we put together some songs, put a compilation CD, and called that Music That Gives Back, Volume 1, sponsored by Music That Pays, is what I was trying to say. It turned out really well. We were able to donate the proceeds from the album sales directly over to that nonprofit organization, which helped to provide school supplies for children in third world countries. In addition to that, we've done other compilation series projects that has just recently released in January called The Music That Gives Back Volume 2. Now, the proceeds for those album sales go to directly helping local charities within each artist community, as well as our international cause, which is a school that I'm proud to say is being completed in St. Michelle's, Haiti in August. Well, it's going to be completed end of July, beginning of August. So if you guys want more information or you want to know how to help with that, I believe there might be a link on easywaybroadcasting.com to our websites, but if not, you can always look it up, Music That Gives Back, Volume 1 or 2 on musicthatpays.com, and you can buy it. 100% of the proceeds go over to these charities, so it's a really great cause.
Awesome, man. It's commendable, and we appreciate the four pages that we have in your magazine. It's a quarterly magazine every 3 months. You have 55,000 subscribers in about 25 cities that you hit. Is that correct?
Actually, our last edition that we came out with in October, we printed up about 85,000 copies. Then we are at a little over 55,000 subscribers now. And then we hit pretty much every state inside of the United States, so within the continental United States. Then we hit a few places in Canada as well as Mexico, too. So a little over 55,000 subscribers. Yeah, that's accurate. Now, this edition, we've already printed somewhere in the neighborhood of about 60 or so thousand printed editions have been sent out. So we'll be working on the last roundabouts, but we're getting close to another 85,000 that have been printed of this edition that features the Easy Way Broadcasting team.
Awesome. I appreciate it. And we appreciate the shirts. You know, you're a printing, you're a distribution, you're a manufacturing. It's a blessing to be partners with you guys. And guys, if anybody needs any of this stuff, you know, just hit us up, easywaybroadcasting.com. It's so nice to be able to just say that. Shout outs to Gucci Web Design for making the site, My Pocket, you know, mypocket.org for making our app. And you know, we have a simple place for everybody to go to now. Finally, you don't have to go to 50 million things. You go to easywaybroadcasting.com, letter E, letter Z. Follow the movement. Text EasyWay to 313131. And you know, we're going to be putting out on our store. There's actually a shopping. There's a shopping kind of. There's going to be a digital mall on there, and you'll be able to get, you know, all the different EasyWay merchandise and things like that. And you know, music that pays. Ryan's going to be a very big reason for that. We really appreciate it. Now, Ryan, last question. Within the whole 3 days of the expo, what do you think? First question is, what was your most inspiring experience? What was your favorite moment of the whole expo?
Actually, my favorite moment was when you had Summer doing the panel up on stage talking about how the real film industry works. And I thought it was just so remarkable that you had, I mean, these great producers and these great writers up on that stage, along with Summer herself, which I don't know if the folks are out there familiar with it. Summer is one of the lead people over there at Paramount Pictures. But
she's actually the executive vice president at California Pictures at the Paramount Studios lot. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, I appreciate that correction. Yeah, so I mean, for me, it was really a great experience to just listen to those people talk with that much experience in the film industry, and it really related to me in the music industry because our industries are so much parallel to one another. And to be honest with you, the people that I met there representing all the different nonprofit organizations, it was just really an inspiring experience to get to meet each one of those individuals as well, too, and see what their causes were about, and to really, you know, find ways that I could help as an individual and as a business owner in those organizations. So that was really, I guess, my key experience point.
Awesome. Yeah, it always feels good to give back, and hashtag EasyWay gives back, guys. And we were supporting Miss Wheelchair on behalf of Networker on Wheels. We were supporting the Tip International. There's a Walk and Roll Foundation, which is a wheelchair dance team, and they go to schools and inspire kids and numerous other organizations. And you know, it was just amazing. So guys, we're gonna go ahead. Don't go anywhere, Ryan, because we're gonna kind of do like a little panel. We're gonna bring everybody in at one time to have everybody kind of do a little discussion if you can stay, but we're gonna go ahead and go to my man Will Champlin. By the way, shout outs to Baby Bash is a friend of mine. It's awesome that you got him on the magazine. I saw he was on the cover. Shout outs to Baby Bash, and this is Will Champlin. You remember him from The Voice, guys, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting.com every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. with your man Eric Zuli, Easy Talk Live.
I've been borrowing trouble, but hanging my head is shame. I'm waking up from the rubble, God only knows my name. I walk through blue fire burning, but hearing a north town strain. If only you can hear me calling.
how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, that's why how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zulli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys. Yeah, your Mondays will never be the same. That is Baby Boomers Live. So if you want to listen to something all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, then every Monday morning, 10 a.m., listen to Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off the Rockers, Castle, How I Met Your Mother, and my dad, who's on the board of one of the top organizations with the Knights of Columbus. They're actually involved with the Special Olympics. Got a lot of exciting news coming up with that. Every Monday, 10 a.m. Don't miss that show. So we are on the line with our Ryan Brown, the CEO of Music That Pays Distribution, Music Distribution Inc., which is Music That Pays magazine. And we're going to go ahead and bring on another awesome individual. He's actually the vice president of Easy Way Broadcasting. He killed it at the Ascent Expo, man. He did his thing big time. He had the Soul Train dancers out there. He had Chester Whitmore. Sunday was just rocking and popping. We got Dante Reporter. Dante Reporter, what's up, man?
Hey, man. It was off the chain. And you know what? I really enjoyed Walking Raw. The five girls in the wheelchairs, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And you standing with the Soul Train dancers circled around you like that, the horseshoe. Unbelievable. It was awesome.
You're exactly right. Walk and Roll was amazing. They drew an amazing crowd, and then you brought Soul Train. I was in the Soul Train line. I was in the Soul Train line. I can officially say now to my kids when I have them that I was able to go to dance in the Soul Train line because I hosted and introduced the whole dance crew of the Soul Train situation that was brought by you. You had a big part of the Ascent Expo and the Easy Way Street, man. We appreciate and commend you, Dante. I also want to remind everybody that Ryan Brown with Music Pays is still with us. You are still on air, Ryan, so if you want to add in, come in anytime, you're welcome to. So Dante, talk to us about your experience on Easy Way Street and in the Ascent Expo.
Wow, it was amazing. I enjoyed the performances, obviously. But I really enjoyed the people. I mean, our concept is like-minded individuals and wanting to give back. And the people that were in our area, Lisa Taylor's group, Bill Brown and the Modere group, Maria Milton from the Children's Trust Fund, Tip International, Sammy Maloof. And at one moment, we had Larry Namer, Antonio Gellini, John Reynolds, Dev Ross, Summer Helene, It was insane. It was unbelievable. It was what we wanted. And when you see what you want happen right in front of your face and you turn around in a circle and bling, 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 everything's there. Wow. Dude, I was walking around on air. I'm serious. I really was. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing, man. I won't forget. Wow. Ryan Brown, what's up?
Hey, Ryan. Dante Reporter. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. It was so nice to see you there and chat and the stories we were talking about and the magazine distribution. Your magazine distribution reaches a lot further than I thought it did. I needed you my
homework. Like welfare. Well, and it's funny, too, Eric. I was talking to Dante about this. Dante has actually written several articles in different magazines that I've been publishing, and I didn't even know it until he was at the event. He said, oh, yeah, see that? I wrote that one. Oh, see that over there? I wrote that one. I just, yeah, it was quite remarkable to see how much of a talented writer you are, Dante.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And you and your distribution reach and what you're able to do in these different cities and these different markets, Ryan, it's beautiful. It's amazing. And you were right there with us with all the people that I mentioned. And it was Eric's vision. It really was. I mean, I got to go back to the like-minded individuals and the giving back, obviously, children, / charities. And we can't forget about Jim Zoe. Cannot forget about Jim Zoe. He worked harder. He probably worked harder than everybody there. He usually does. But the love that was in our section at one time, that cloud of love that was in our section at one time was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to your dad too, Eric. Your dad is really a phenomenal guy, running around with the camera and getting all this booth organized, even, you know, with the last-minute changes that he was telling me about. Your dad really does a very phenomenal job, so I just want to give a special shout-out to your dad as well, too. We love
you,
Jim.
Thank you, Ryan. I'll make sure he's listening to this show. And I wanted to address that. What is up with that, man? Like he spent 2 days on organizing each booth, numbered, you know, putting the stage in a certain place, and literally last minute, like the day before, all of a sudden the stage gets moved over here, this gets moved over here, the booths are all first come, first serve. Everything that he worked on just went pfft, but he still rolled with the punches, you know. I bet you people can relate to that. All you event planners and event producers out there, you're like, oh yeah, I can relate to that one. But it was a lot of fun. It was great. My dad, and then on top of staying up for 2 days straight, and I kept telling him he's got to sleep. My dad's the most stubborn person in the world, guys. And so on top of staying up for 2 days straight and doing everything that he did, I mean, he did the work that the staff of this Los Angeles Convention Center really should have done. He was putting tape down and measuring certain angles and square feet, and he was so on top of and so inspired to make sure that this particular situation for Easy Way was as good as it can be, because he knew what this meant and what it can mean. And I love my dad with all my heart, and I'm really appreciative. In fact, when I was on stage speaking on the main stage in front of probably 500 or so people, I made sure to acknowledge him in front of everybody and let everybody know. And there's a lot about my dad that people don't know, guys. There's a story, and we'll be putting it out there when I do my book, and I'll be speaking. There's a lot. My dad's the most inspiring person I've ever met, you know. And I promise you, if you listen to his stories, you'll get widely inspired. But yeah, and Dante, you're amazing, man. You're writing. I mean, there's a lot about Dante people don't know. Your writing is great. You've been a journalist for over 30 years. You've done all every award show. Your family is very, very, very integrated in the industry and political and many city officials. As you guys see, this is a little bit of team. It's amazing. So let's go ahead and introduce another awesome member of our team. She actually was the one that was coordinating and stage managing and doing all the talents. And let me tell you something. Okay, let me tell you something. It is not easy to handle 45 talents, okay, in conjunction with 7. Oh, my God, I got to give a shout-out to 7 and Rhinex Bay Media, our partner. 7 stayed there all day. He pulled off the sound. He pulled off all the equipment. He really killed it, and if it wasn't for 7, it wouldn't have been what it was. So 7 and Sophia really did an amazing job. So, Sophia, you are on air with myself, Dante, and Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We are doing it the easy way.
Hey, yeah. Easy Way.
Hopefully you are too. So Sophia, now you,
Sophia, we love and appreciate you very much. You did such a wonderful job over there, and from all my artists, they appreciate you very much as well too for how organized and the way things went so smoothly.
Absolutely.
Oh well, I thank you that it went that way. It was challenging, but it was so fun, and it was so awesome seeing all the talent and meeting everybody and just seeing everyone doing things the easy way. And yes, and just the networking was unbelievable. And just, yes, like I said, just meeting everybody was wonderful.
I keep hearing that. The networking was unbelievable. The networking was unbelievable. I love it. I really do. The networking was unbelievable. I want to hear that all the time. And guys, if you're listening and you're following the movement, hashtag letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, everybody keeps saying the networking is unbelievable. And we are always involved in amazing events. We're always either producing events or partnering with events. We're always involved in amazing networking. So if you want some amazing networking yourself, definitely follow the movement. Now, Sophia, you handled the talent. And I don't want this to be all about Easy Way. We got to give props to this and Expo as well. I mean, they had the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I mean, out of all speakers they could have had, there's no one better than that. You know, I mean, this guy makes wishes come true of dying children. I mean, you cannot ask for more than that. The amazing guy, Frank, big time shout out to Frank. He actually did respond to me on LinkedIn. So we are chit-chatting a little bit on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. Shout out to LinkedIn for making that connection. We also met Brian Smith, the founder of UGG Boots. And he's, you know, he's promoting and pushing his book. Shout out to Bruce Perlin for bringing everybody down. And we had Daniel. We had Michael Beckwith, Dante's cousin, and just all these inspiring, amazing people. So the mainstay was rocking. Andrew Lane, who is a multi-platinum producer with he's done High School Musical and Hannah Montana, and he's done tons and tons of stuff. He's very, very established. I'm actually on the board with him of One World, One Voice, and he killed the talents on the main stage. So, again, this is not just about Easy Way. I think Ascend Expo did great. But going to our stage, let's talk about our stage. Now, Sophia, you have permission to speak about the speed bumps, and how we overcame them. Be as real as you can. So go ahead and speak about our stage and your experience as stage manager with the whole situation, and talk about the talents. I don't even know, because my team is so amazing. I didn't even know what was going on. I was doing business with everybody. Team held it down. You know, tell us about everything that happened on the stage, and make sure that everybody that was on the stage, if you can please, gets a good shout out.
Oh, for sure. I mean, oh goodness, to even know where to start in that aspect. But first of all, I would love to give a shout out to like Tony St. Cone, who was there, Little Sweet that was there, Little Kita, Raw by Nature came down, you know, Ian Glover was there, Sammy Maloof, oh my goodness, he was amazing. Pete Peterson, he was there. We have Lacey Kay that was there. Sir Castanon came down. And we have Paleo Ramirez, Katie, Robin, and Misha, and from the Angels, your team. Oh, my gosh, they were amazing, amazing. I was,
you know, Sophia, maybe try to speak a little bit away from the microphone of your phone. You sound a little muffled. I heard, try.
My phone is bigger than me.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Is this better?
Yes.
Can you hear me better?
That's so much better. Is that better, guys? I think that's better. Go ahead.
All right. Perfect. Yes, definitely. Like I said, my phone is bigger than me, so it's like positioning where I speak through the mic. But once again, like I said, Tony St. Cone was there. We had Little Sweet there, Little Kita, Raw by Nature. Ian Glover was up there. Sammy Maloof, like I said, he was amazing. Pete Peterson was there. Lacey Kay, Sir Castanon. We had Paleo Ramirez there. Awesome, awesome talent. Oh, my goodness. Kaylee Robin and Misha Michael from the Angels, from your Angels, Eric. They were just amazing, their talents. Just unbelievable. We had, Michael Ananotti. We had him, Emma Quilt. We had the networkers on wheels up there, Jerry O'Brien speaking. Of course, in the walk and roll dance team, like Dante said, they were just unbelievable. I loved their enthusiasm, their They were just really, really awesome. We had Route 11. We had, of course, Dalal Brockman. We had Twan Mack up there. You, of course, you had Sam Serpong up there. I mean, it just goes on and on. We had Augie's Side Effects. We had Chester Whitmore, the Soul Train Dancers. Oh, my gosh. We had
Saddleman.
And of course, we had the Core Funk Band up there. And they
remember the list. Remember the list. But let me talk about this really quick, guys, because they are listening to this. Okay, but envision this. Envision a guy with a giant afro, afro is bigger than a freaking suitcase. Okay, a giant afro and no face but sunglasses and a black suit. That's Shadow Man that she's talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know what's amazing about No Face Shadow Man? Afterwards, I went to shake his hand, and I says, thank you, you were awesome. And I says, so what is your real name? He says, No Face Shadow Man. And I'm going, really? He says, you see those two people who are working with me? And I said, yes. And he says, they've never seen my face. And he says, and those that have seen my face don't know that I do this. I'm going, okay. So it was just really, really awesome to get to meet everybody personally and also see them perform, which was kind of like I didn't even get to see that. It was so quick and so fast, and everybody was coming to you, wanted to know their times, and it was like after that I said, I'm not giving you a time. It was just like our times are out the window, you know, we just have to go with the flow. And we did. I think I had a lot of people mad at me, but, you know, we overcame it, and it was just amazing. The 3 days, it was awesome. Like I said, the networking and the people who came together, and it was a wonderful time.
So, Sophia, can you handling the stage and being around talents, where did you find time to network? And how did you keep your hair on your head?
You mean I still have some? Oh, my goodness. You know what? How I got to network is when I was trying to. It's like a mother trying to gather all her chips, because when you're trying to get people on the stage and in order, you notice that they're all over the place. So it was trying to get them to stay in one place to make sure that, okay, you're going on next. And if somebody wasn't completely ready at that time, it was trying to get somebody that can take that stage at that time while somebody else was getting prepared, you know, and getting ready to go on. So that was where my networking came in, is meeting the talents in that aspect. I got to, you know, meet who was with them. I got to who they were and what they did. And, you know, that was where my networking. I don't think I ever left that area, but I did meet, like, so many people within just the Easy Way Street. It was amazing.
Well, we have, I think, one of the artists on, 831-8482. Is this one of the artists that was on our stage?
Yes, it is. Michael Ananati.
Michael Ananati. Yes, he was awesome, too. It was just amazing at his performance. Yes, he's one of Walter Ingles.
Let's give Michael a chance. Michael, as a performer, and this was your first time on Easy Way Street at the SN Expo, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, as a performer, what was your experience like from the stage looking down?
Well, it was great to see a lot of people coming together. Like you said, I've been listening to the interviews and listening to your broadcast this morning, and like-minded individuals, you know, very compassionate people and very conscious people. And from my perspective, I saw people who were there to support each other and to learn from each other. And so that's why I came. I was invited by Walter Ingles from In-House Talent, and he, you know, he didn't let me down. I really enjoyed the experience, and it was inspiring just to be around so many people from different walks of life that were all interested in raising consciousness, interested in healthy living, a lot of good spirituality there, diverse collection of people. And, you know, great talent. Everything was professional. Everybody was organized. And even though you have ups and downs putting events together, like you were saying earlier, and, you know, everyone kept their cool, and you wouldn't have known it from my point of view.
just being a performer and showing up when I was, you know, told to show up and do my part, you know, everything ran smooth, and I'm sure it wasn't as smooth as everyone appeared to be. So that goes a long way, just as somebody who's been in a lot of different events, and I've seen all kinds of situations and people reacting in all kinds of ways who were in charge and who I had corresponded with through, you know, a couple weeks. Then I get to meet these people in person, and sometimes like a different person, a whole different energy. And as a performer, you come in there very, very happy performing that day. You know, hopefully, you know, every performer feels that way, and you're coming there to really contribute to something. And when you get there, the people you meet who are organizing and who are working behind the scenes are very crucial to the success of your performance, because if you have to battle the logistics of getting in and out and when you're going to do this and that, and people are being rude to you and don't have time to speak with you and won't look you in the eye, then it's something that you have to deal with besides preparing yourself mentally to perform, which is different than just walking around in a place and looking at everything. It's something you have to prepare for. You know that as a broadcaster.
Of course, of course. And I appreciate you sharing your experience. And so you do not know about us. You were brought in by Walter Ingalls, and this was your first experience, correct?
That's right.
Okay, so from Eric. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I met Eric while I was there. You know, briefly met him, said hello. And from there, you know, I looked into it.
You met me?
More
what,
on Twitter.
What do you look like? Which one were you? Because I am Eric,
I
think.
Walter. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know you by your voice.
Yeah, I love it.
So let me ask you this question. So your experience, it was your first time. Would you refer the Easy Way movement? Would you refer what we do and how the experience was to your friends or your business colleagues?
Definitely.
Awesome.
But it would be to the colleagues who I feel were interested in the types of things that were being presented to them there, and they would enjoy it, you know. And I see that expo growing because there's a lot of things going on, a lot of information going around, and that was a place where it was all centralized, and that's important. Moving into a new age that we're going into, things are changing rapidly, and the people who are on the forefront of that, I feel, are at events like the Ascend Expo and are, you know, dealing with these subjects, and not just, you know, in their own lives. They're getting together because when things need to happen, people got to get together and collect themselves as a group, or nothing really changes. You know, a bunch of individuals are never going to accomplish anything, but a group of individuals working together for a common cause can change the world.
You're correct. You're definitely correct. And what was your best experience of the whole thing?
My best experience was
besides performing on stage and everybody raised their hands up. That's a cop out answer.
Yeah, it is, and I really didn't. I posted, you know, on my social media. That's one thing I posted, and that's cool that you say that, because I mentioned that it was great to perform as usual, you know, because it always is. But what was greater was the people I came across, and I didn't expect to meet so many people like that because I was busy before this event, and so I focused on the music and not really as much where I was going to as far as till I'm on that day. And then I focused on, okay, here I'm going here, and I research what it's about. And so I really didn't know anything about it, like you said. The thing that struck me the most was a story with one guy. He had a prosthetic arm. I didn't catch his name because I had just walked up to it, and they were already in progress of speaking. And he said, this is the part I caught. He said, hey, I'm not saying this to brag, but I can bench press 400 pounds, and I did it with this prosthetic arm, and it's all because of the thoughts I think. And he went into how positive thinking and positive words create your reality, and that's how I live. And so it was very inspiring for me to see somebody who had overcome so much adversity and talking about the same things that I do every day and the way I live and what I put in my life as an example and why I do music and wanting to take it outside of just my own personal life. That was it. You know, when I heard him speak that, I just thought, I was just in awe of this person on how much strength they had and you know, just to be that kind of person who doesn't just whine about what life offers them and makes the most out of everything like that and is willing to come and share that story.
Awesome, man.
Well,
I appreciate you sharing that experience and that story, and we want to give you a chance to promote yourself as well. There's a lot of people that listen to the show. It's nationally syndicated, internationally syndicated. It goes on a lot of stuff. So go ahead and, you know, tell people your Twitter, your Facebook, how people can follow you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks. Well, you can get me on Twitter at Michael Annotti, MichaelAnnotti. And that's the best place to find me. Yeah, everything comes through there. I appreciate it, though. Thanks for everything you do.
No problem. And you know, we have it's very rare that you get a chance to talk to the CEO of music that pays, just, you know, Music Distribution Inc. And that's what they do, is they help artists. And one thing that actually wasn't mentioned is music that pays helps get artists paid along their travels. And you know, we'll make sure we get you connected offline to Ryan Brown. Ryan, are you still there? No. Yes. No. Okay.
Yes,
so,
I am.
Okay. Cool. So
yeah,
you know, Ryan, I want to make sure that you meet this artist. We'll connect you guys offline and tell more about how the program works, and you know, we'll make sure get you guys connected. So, guys, we don't have a whole lot of time. Pretty soon we'll be hitting our segment Turbo Time with the top-level celebrities Dance with Michael Jackson. He's the star of Breaking 1, Breaking 2. There's a lot of really cool updates that he's got. Michael Boogaloo Shrimp Chambers, he's very, very, very known as a dancer, but he was also the dancer with Steve Urkel. He's the robot guy, and he's actually going to be talking today about the celebrities that are doing the robot and kind of following his footsteps. So we're going to go ahead and bring one more person in there's a lot of people, so if we don't bring you in, guys, I apologize. But maybe two or three more people. We'll try to get everybody in. There's about 18 phone calls, but we'll try to get about two or three more. We're going to go ahead and grab 424-0810. I believe this was Lisa Taylor, and she had a booth for Miss Global. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome, and thank you for inviting me. Well, I had a wonderful time, and I'm sure everyone else who stopped by Easy Street did. What I was very delighted about is that how everybody came together and recognized one another. The meet and greet was just wonderful. The first and the second and the third day was the most busiest. So it was just outrageous, you know, the scene that people miss with all the entertainment. You know, it's like fighting for space to get on stage and showcase your act. And there are so many tremendous acts there. The first thing ever was to educate the beauty queens that were a little bit young and the history behind the Soul Train dancers that were there. And I was delighted to see them rehearse, and the girls got a chance to kind of dance with them a little bit during the rehearsal and be able to get to know them and take pictures on the red carpet. As we were growing around to meet other people, we are the Miss Global International Pageant, which is the beauty pageant production for, as well as Miss Global, Miss Empress World, Miss Diamond World, Miss Bikini Universe, and et cetera. We had joined together with all the beauties that were on walking the royalty red carpet at the event, and we taken a picture together, and then we also exit to the stage where we put on a light fashion introduction, showing off our gowns and our crowns, along with Sugar Kiss, the Positive Runway production, who the owner worked with our international director, Mr. Ranchamundi, over in Montego Bay, Jamaica. So it's like a small world in networking when I ran into her and all the other beauty queens that were in the area. And this is Wheelchair, California, and all the others. So the beauties came and graced the stage, and that's what we were there to do. And if you missed this event, you got to follow us again on easywaybroadcasting.com as well as missglobalinternational.com. And then just hang out with us and see what happens, because magic does happen when we do it the easy way.
I appreciate that, Lisa. And you know, thank you for bringing out LA Photo Experience. That was pretty cool. We actually had a full green screen photo experience. People came in. I saw everybody at the Cine Expo wearing their lanyards, and they would do like funny characterized type pictures with different clothes and stuff. And everybody loved that. That was right next to your booth. It was amazing. You know, appreciate the people you brought down. We're going to go ahead and answer one more caller, guys. We have about 18 callers, but we don't have enough time. I apologize. You can always hit us up at Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, Easy Way Broadcasting or Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. We have 626-7907. You're on air. Who's this? Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, caller. What's your name? Are you one of the artists? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tanya Estrada. I was calling for Michael Boogaloo Shrimp.
Okay. His segment will be on pretty soon. Give us 1 second. We're actually doing a scent aftershock right now.
Perfect.
So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and go quick break. I hope you guys are enjoying it. This was a huge, 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 huge event at the Los Angeles Convention Center. It's the AscentExpo.com, AscentExpo.com. And I appreciate them. I was actually in Hollywood Weekly right across from Patch Adams himself, who Robin Williams played in the movie, and right under the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And, you know, I met the owner of, you know, the main person for Hollywood Weekly, and just the networking was beyond amazing. Very, very, very strong. And so we're going to go ahead and grab one more. We're going to go ahead and go to our song here. This is Destiny, Illuminate. Appreciate everybody. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Remember, this is also syndicated nationally and internationally. Easy Way UK, shout out to the Genesis Radio Birmingham FM Radio, as well as Soul Central Magazine, Fan TV, Global Networks, Actors Reporter, Avant Garde Magazine, Music That Pays. And you're listening to Easy Talk Live on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Radio. We'll be right back.
Everything that I've dreamed is standing in front of me, reaching for you, I believe. So I follow my vision, even if I'm blind. I'm not afraid to
All right, guys, that was Illuminate by Destiny, DESTENEE.com, Destiny.com. And they actually just got involved with Live Nation, and they'll be doing a lot of cool stuff with Live Nation. They do the Dove Fest. You know, they've been my longtime friend for a very long time. She's on the board of the Grammys. She's just rocking it and popping it. She's killing it. Check her out. EDM Queen, we call her. She's a DJ, artist, producer. She does everything. Destiny.com. Shout outs to my girl Destiny. She's doing her thing. You're listening to Easy Talk Live for all the newcomers that have tuned in. And I apologize. I don't know where Boogaloo Shrimp Turbo Chambers is. Normally we would have went into the segment, but, you know, waiting for him to call in. I have texted him. And if he calls in, we'll do a segment. If not, we just keep it rolling, keep it popping. And again, guys, this is sponsored by NetworkerOnWheels.com. NetworkerOnWheels.com. Going to go ahead and bring my man Dante Reporter in. We got a lot of cool things. Going to bring on Sophia Alvarez, which is our stage manager. Anytime you guys want to pop in, you're welcome to anything that you want to say. But I wanted to let all the artists out there that are listening know. If you're following Easy Way Broadcast, if you're texting Easy Way to 313131, compliments at easytexting.com, and you're following the movement, you're going to find out opportunities that we're going to help to promote you and put you out there. We are going to be looking for some MP3s, some music, and some stuff to pep up the show and all of our other shows, and you can actually submit. Hit us up on Twitter first. Let us check out your stuff, and then you can submit on booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We'll look at your MP3s. We'll look at your stuff, and we might put it on Easy Way Broadcasting. We might put it on my show or one of our shows. Another thing, guys, is we are going to have a new show coming up on Easy Way Broadcasting. Yes, it's news announcement time, the Easy Way. We are going to have an NFL relationship comedy-type show. Two really big people in the NFL are going to be hosting the show. It's going to be part of Easy Way Sports, which is one of our divisions. It's going to be amazing. We're going to give you a little teaser there. I'm actually going to be meeting with them today to map it out. We're going to be doing the show card. It's going to be a fantastic show. Most likely it's going to be on Saturday, and it's going to be a sports show. And you go to easywaybroadcasting.com, click on Easy Way Sports, and you'll be able to know more about the sports coverage. The other thing, guys, is I want to encourage anybody that's listening that doesn't know, go to the new website, easywaybroadcasting.com, and look at everything. Look at the new calendar. The calendar is going to be so simple for you guys to know everything that's going on. We got the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund, the Celebrity Flag football game with tons of celebrities. I'll be co-hosting there. 100% of all proceeds goes to help the foster care kids, goes to scholarship funds and things like that. It's going to be at a college. It holds about 6,000 people. And, hey, look who just popped in. I really am honored to announce and introduce one of our other partners. His name's Jose Beltran with WPS Events. He has been our step and repeat guy and setup guy and DJ guy and model guy, and it's all-around cool guy. With Easy Way Broadcasting for quite some time. Jose Beltran, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Eric and Jim, I appreciate it. I'm so glad that you guys are doing so well. Just wanted to call and say hi to you guys.
Well, definitely, man. Hey, you know, and I want to ask you a couple questions. So you are the guy when it comes to Hollywood and setting up step and repeats. That I know, because we've been doing a lot of business for a while. You have tons of models that are available for bookings, and you also have DJs. You're like that real good go-to guy, and you do a lot of weddings. So if anybody has a wedding, you want to contact Jose, WPS Events, which is what, wedding producing? What does that stand for?
Wedding event planning, event entertainment, joking around with some of my colleagues and clients. They call me the event broker, you know, because, you know, no matter what they need, when they need help, they'll call me, and I'm able to, you know, get them whatever they need for that particular event. And as you've seen yourself, you know, everything that I'm involved in.
Definitely, guys, and it's one of the services that we actually do provide. We are partners with Jose and WPS. So if you do need any type of setup stuff, if you need photographers, if you need DJs, if you need models, that is a service we provide on behalf of WPS Events. And you set up the media wells, and it's eco-friendly. You actually do eco-friendly material, which is pretty cool. I think I like that about your services mainly.
Definitely, and as far as my knowledge, from what I've seen in the research, we're the only company that does the eco-friendly step and repeat, where we make them out of a cloth fabric instead of vinyl, which everyone else makes them out of vinyl. We made them out of cloth fabric with biodegradable ink, and that just helps the environment so much. I know you like to support the environment, a lot of great causes, Derek. When I presented you with that product, you supported it right away, and I appreciate it. And it is opening up doors because Hollywood supports eco-friendly products and services, and that's my niche, you know, eco-friendly step and repeats.
Let me ask you a question, Jose. So since we've gotten together and you started doing it the easy way, can you speak a little bit about the business that you've gotten, you know, accounts, the people that you've met, the networking, the vibe, the heart that people have? Can you talk a little bit about your experience working with us?
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, the opportunities are there. I mean, everywhere, but somehow, some way, through the easy way network, it always works out better because it's not just like you, Card, and you know, trying to introduce yourself, but Eric and his colleagues actually introduce us and match, you know, the businesses. So if they know what I'm looking for and they know a client that's looking for that particular product then or service, then they'll introduce us and match both companies so that both companies can do better business, which is great. You know, other organizations I go to, you know, it's a little bit of a harder step. The opportunity is there, but, you know, you have to do the whole cold call with you. It's what I call like a warm market contact that you introduce us directly, and you know that we both either need and provide the services and the perfect business matchmaking system that you have. And I'm very grateful because I met a lot of people, some great companies, even out-of-state companies, clients that you've referred me to, and we're doing business right now. So definitely it is a lot easier, a lot better than working on your own. You work it as a team, and Eric Zuli has the team to make it happen for all of us.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And Jose has been with us for a while, guys. So if you do want to, any of the services that you're hearing, you can call 424-209-9290. Or email booking at easywaybroadcasting.com, and we'll make sure that we make it a little easier on you and you stop going down the hard way path. And so, guys, you're listening to this is a celebrity podcast talk show. You never know what you're going to get. We do this every Thursday. We also have a show on Monday as well as Sunday. We'll have a sports show on Saturday here coming up. It's easywaybroadcasting.com. You hear it's amazing, fun testimonials and stories. You meet great people, and people have been networking and meet each other through social media or actually on the show like crazy. And you'll hear the coolest testimonials. And, we also, guys, a couple more announcements. We actually have a studio that we're partnered with in Fountain Valley. It's 10 minutes down the street from John Wayne Airport. It's in Orange County, and it's 22,000 square feet. It has four different green screens. I'd say you could fit maybe 15 cars in the warehouse area. And it has a full stage for talk show type stuff. And you can do whatever you want to do. Full broadcast capability, six different editing bays. And that is one of our partners. We're doing a ton of productions there. So if you need a studio facility, that's available as well. Again, call that number, email us, follow us on Twitter. And then we have the Peace Fun Games, guys, coming up. We have the Peace Fun Games coming up. You guys remember last year, the Peace Fun Games was amazing. We have the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund Celebrity Flag Football Game. I'll be co-hosting. We have an event potentially with Guns N' Roses. I'm really excited about that. It's a fundraiser. About five other events we need to look into. We are going to be doing something pretty soon where we're going to be opening opportunities and doorways for people to network in person. You can actually join our group if you want to be a part of that, which is HollywoodTheEasyWay.com. That's just how it's spelled, letter E, letter Z, HollywoodTheEasyWay.com. It's a Facebook group. We're almost at 7,000 members. Yay! Awesome. You can follow me on Twitter at ericzuley. You can follow Music That Pays. For anybody that you hear, please follow us, follow the movement, because if you're supporting us, we support right back. You hear the testimonials, you see how it goes down. I want to thank LaTip International, proud to have them as a sponsor, as a partner. Kim Marie, who is the president of LATIP International with over 130,000 CEOs, 500 chapters, one of the biggest business-to-business organizations in America, I think. And they were there, one of our sponsors at the Ascent Expo at Easyway Street. Want to thank Insanity, Beachbody was there, UrbanRetails.com. Let me talk a little bit about Urban Retails. If you're a business and you're out there and you're wanting to increase your business, you're wanting to get out to the masses, you're wanting to get out to more people, and you want to, you know, present discounts, coupons, you want to just add an extra flair to the way you're doing your business to get more business, we are now partnered with UrbanRetails.com. It's U-R-B, brain freeze, brain malfunction, sorry about that. U-R-B-A-N.
U-R-B-A-N.
Thank you, Don. Hey, Dante's still there. He's my friend. Dante's my backup there.
Mr. Han, I love him.
So UrbanRetails.com, UrbanRetails.com. Go check it out. They also have something called AdZone. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing technology. It's kind of similar to Groupon. I think it's going to be a lot more user friendly. And so we're going to be presenting that to all the businesses that we work with. We also have an advertising option on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Check this out, guys. We just launched with a brand new server, new protection, new security, all brand new, completely fresh. Not one hit. Not one impression. Nothing. We went to Google Analytics. Within 3 days, we had 1,500 people that hit it. Boom. Right away. Boom, 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 boom. Because the logo is everywhere. It's on every media wall. It's on magazines. It's on celebrities. It's going to be on shirts. It's on our Easy Way Angels. It's, other magazines, mainstream magazines are approaching. You were trying to get it on billboards, but that hasn't happened yet. But it's all over social media. It's all over blogs. It's on over 100 different websites. It's on nonprofit-based websites. It is everywhere. EasyWayBroadcasting.com. We're getting traffic. We're getting a lot of people that are contacting us. And actually, I put out this is just a little testimonial on the advertising that we can do. I put out the studio that we're involved with. I've already gotten 4 accounts with budgets that want to work with the studio that we are working with right now. They want to do either television productions, commercials, or films. Or documentaries. And I've already had people who contact us when we put things out there, providing it's the right thing for them. So it does get out there. We have over 200,000 followers on Twitter. We reach millions of people with our syndication and distribution. And EasyWayBroadcasting.com, check it out. I appreciate Gucci Web Designs, GucciDesigns.com for designing that, as well as MyPocket.org. You can download our application by searching E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. And compliments to Dante and all the city official people and everything. We're highly secured. I don't need to worry about people shooting me when I'm walking out. No, okay. But we appreciate Dante, the team, the whole team, nothing but the team. Ooh, I like that. That's I love my freestyle thing. The whole team, the nothing but the team. The whole truth, the nothing but the truth. But just change the word team. It's rocking and popping. I love it. Love it. Love it. So, appreciate Genesis Radio Birmingham and make sure you guys check out actorsreporter.com. Actorsreporter.com is going to be putting out a really professional post on the Ascent Expo on Easyway Street. What we did, I want to shout out Larry Namer, the co-founder of E-Entertainment, and his son, John Namer, with, he has his own podcast, the Entertainment Network. For coming out and supporting my partner, Shelley Hunt. We did our little signing and photo ops with our magazine, Avant-Garde Magazine, Michelle Long. I want to say thank you to Donnie Nips, actually, with CEO Space. He killed it. He did a great job in coordinating everything. We and him worked really good together. Andrew Lane, coordinated everything. Just everybody. Dante, help me out. Is there anybody I'm forgetting? I don't want to forget anybody. We still got a little more time. We got to make sure everybody gets love.
Let me see. Henning, Ash, Bruce. We got Shirley Hunt. Oh, Anthony Angelini.
Anthony Angelini, yes, definitely. Let's talk a little bit about Anthony. He does, I keep saying distribution, but I think he does wine distribution and importing. He has a really fine, nice wine. And here's something that we may be doing moving forward, guys. How would you like to have like a wine tasting? We're gonna have like beautiful angels stomping on grapes and barrels and stuff. No, okay, but we're gonna definitely do the wine tasting thing, where you can come and be sophisticated. It'll be a cocktail dress occasion. You'll drink sip on wine, and we're gonna be talking to them. They also produce a lot of high level events. They're great. Stay tuned for the interview. And oh my gosh, man, Easy Way TV on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to that channel, because we have some interviews for you. We have exclusive interviews with Lil Keita from Queen Latifah and tons of talk shows. Ellen DeGeneres, I mean, he's a child dance sensation. He's amazing. We have Lil Keita. We have Sammy Maloof, who's a celebrity stuntman. Who else we have? We have the president of the Tip International. We actually have – this is a situation that happened. This was pretty cool. I was interviewing – I believe it was LA Bible LA. Bible, by the way, check out shopbiblela.com. Shout outs to them for all their clothes that they gave us, and sweatshirts and shirts, and for them supporting Jesus Christ, God, and everything that's happened. They're really supporting it and spreading the word. We back them 100%. And so we were doing an interview. And this little 10-year-old girl, and unfortunately, I don't know where they are, but if you're listening to my show right now, Mom, you better hit me up. And for so and it's cool, because we have these little girls. You know, I actually have. You know, we're gonna be having a guest on the show coming up. You may have heard of Super Business Girl. She was on CNN and tons of stuff on TV, and she's a 13-year-old girl in New York, killing it. And she's a super little business entrepreneur. So she's gonna be one of our guests coming up. But going to the little girls, 10-year-old girl, she came up and she steals my microphone right in the middle of my interview. Just interrupts me. Boom! Pulls the microphone out of my hand. And looks at the camera and starts going, I'm da 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 da, and starts hosting, and she was just so cute. And then she gave me the microphone back, and she's standing in the interview. She didn't leave. She's standing there. She's like, I want to be a star. I'm gonna stay here. And so I'm interviewing. I was actually interviewing my agent. He's actually gonna be running our Easy Way Sports division at the time. And so I'm talking to him about all the people he works with, the NBA, NFL, and everything he does. And so I'm about to cut the interview. The little girl turns around and she goes, can I have your card? And she was serious. She's just, and she's kind of like stomping her foot. She's like, give me your card.
That is so cute.
It is beyond cute. And the mom's got to hit me up. The message didn't work. I don't know what happened, but make sure you hit me up, Mom. You got my information. I want to make your kid a superstar. That was cool. And she wants to be an actress, really cute kid. But that's how it happens, guys. That's how it happens. And it was great. And so we're going to have a lot of kids coming up on Easy Talk Live. We're going to have a lot of kids that are very inspiring. I actually have a friend of mine. There's a girl named Cassie Mack, which was actually accommodated by Obama. She has a book. She's a motivational speaker. Really just amazing kids that are making amazing moves. It's just great. And, hey, look who just joined. He's always fashionably late. Ryan Torres, I'm going to put you on blast. This is your punishment for being late on my damn show, okay? Ryan Torres is always late. He's late on our conference calls. He's late on our radio shows. He's late to events. I'm gonna start calling you Ryan Late. That's your new name. If you're late one more damn time on my show or my conference calls, I'm going to start calling you Ryan Late. I'm going to introduce you as Ryan Late. The next person that I introduce you to and we do business, I don't care who it is, I'm going to say, this is my friend Ryan Late. And when you say Tori, I'm going to say, no, it's late. I'm changing your name. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
What's up, B?
What's up, man? Hey, so we're sharing our experiences of the Ascent Expo, Easy Way Street, and I hope I didn't hurt your vertebrae too much there. But I'm serious, man. Stop being so damn late to my show. So tell us about your experience, Ryan.
Coming in just in time, man.
yeah, whatever. Tell us about your experience, man. You were at the Ascent Expo. You met, you're networking. You know, we've been talking about, this is Ascent Aftershock. That's what the show is. And you wouldn't know that because you've been late. Okay, go ahead.
No, I was busy working on our next event for the Celebrity Flag football game.
Okay. Look at this guy trying to put it on me. I was busy working on your stuff, so I'm okay. It's okay if I'm late. No, it's not. It's not never okay to be tardy. But all right, go ahead, Ryan. Tell us about your
thing. I'm sorry. Who's on the line with us? Who we got?
We got Dante. We got Sophia. We got a bunch of our fans. We got 16 different people
Dante.
That are in the queue.
What's up, Ryan? Hey,
I got a question for Ryan. Ryan, didn't you enjoy the Ambrosia twins? Were they not cute or what? Those two little girls were adorable.
They were, yes. They were very adorable. When they were dancing and stuff.
They were singing and playing. They did three songs, and they were just adorable. We love kids, and they were friends. How old little kids, Eric? They got to be really young.
They, you know, Sophia, how old were they?
11 or something.
How old were the twins?
Oh, my goodness. I would figure they were maybe about, what, 7, 8 years old?
Wow.
Yeah, they were really young. I didn't want to guess at it. I really wanted to see what the age was. Yeah, Sophia's in charge. You know, did the talent and everything. But and everything that you guys are hearing, I want to point this out. Everything that you're hearing, we always have on footage. We always have pictures. I don't know when we're going to get it out because it's like 24 hours of content. But eventually, we will get it on easywaybroadcasting.com or my blog.
Yeah.
You'll see all this wonderful stuff. But Ryan, so from the day that you walked in, what type of networking did you meet with? What was the experience and the vibe of the event? And who's the best person that you networked with on Easyway Street?
Well, there's just a lot of things going on, you know, and I thought it was I thought our section was probably the best. Sorry, I had to say that, just because there was so much going on. People were, you know, performing, and they had the exhibitors and people networking, interviews going on. And I'm saying that to say this because I went across to the other side of the expo. And it was just kind of like, it was a little different, you know, so it's kind of dead over there. but I was able to network with a lot of the team, you know. I think the team is great, the Easyway team, you know. I think you have a strong team and everybody's, you know, professional and they're working hard. And so it was great to network with the actual Easyway team. But yeah, there's a few people, there's some sports agents there that we're good to connect with. And met some really cool rocker guy named Phoenix Benjamin. And
okay,
Miami,
you gotta give Ryan, man, you gotta give people credits where credits is due. He's not a real cool rocker guy. He performs at the Super Bowl. You know, his partner was signed to 3-6 Mafia. This guy's done thousands of concerts with, you know, major.
I know.
Come on, dude. He's going to listen to
this
and be like,
guys were awesome. He just texted me. He's in Miami doing a show with Eddie Money. But, yeah, no, these guys are cool, man. Just, you know, it's good to connect and meet some friends. And, you know, everybody's doing it, you know, and everybody's in the industry. But they got to do it the easy way. It's the only way to do it.
And mind you guys, we work very hard. It's not the easy way.
Yes.
It's better than the hard way. So after you're done working hard, you know, you can work less hard and do it the easy way, and
yes,
and get more benefits. It's not like we're slackers or anything like that. And it's easy way is better than the hard way. Okay, and it's letter E, letter Z. It's not E A S Y. Just want to point that out. Ryan, I remember that you did meet a speaker that was on stage, and he was a sports agent guy. And by the way, I apologize, you know, to the gentleman that was trying to introduce me to that guy. I was running in 15 different directions, but I know you got a chance to talk to him. Who was that guy? That guy seemed pretty important. He had a really nice suit. I want a suit.
Yeah, he's with Sports One Marketing, and represented Brett Favre and Troy Atkins, some of the top like NFL football players and NBA players. His name is David Meltzer. David Meltzer, I believe.
David Meltzer. Okay,
so,
I want to point out how God works, guys. So he was with, you said he was with Sports One Marketing, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
I actually have on our board and involved, and she's involved with our company, Warren Moon, who owns Sports One Marketing, his partner, directly. So she's on the top of the totem pole with Sports One's Marketing. So make sure that you tell him that.
Okay, it's right here, David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing.
Yeah, let's get on a call with him and see how we can make a difference together. But
so
what was the most memorable experience besides meeting him that you experienced, Ryan?
Blew my mind was there was this guy named Special Head that came in there with a he looked like a sheik. And he had a feather in his hat, and he started levitating a feather around the gazebo in the Easyway section. And then he was on America's Got Talent levitating. So I thought that kind of blew my mind a little bit.
I'm glad you brought that up, man, because we actually had him on our main stage as well. He has over 13 million views. He was just in America's Got Talent. And guess what, guys? Guess what? I was right next to him, and I have it on, like, exclusive 3D footage of him levitating this feather. So make sure you go to my Instagram, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Make sure you go to the Instagram. I'll be posting it today. Thanks for reminding me. And I'll be posting him doing his, and then he's the feathers levitating under his hand. And you know, I dug the sound effects, dude. I dug the sound effects.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was my question to him when I wasn't interviewing him on camera, but I was interviewing him, getting to know him, and I was like, do you come along with the sound effects? Is that like a comedy part? He's like no, but seriously, he would not do his magic. This guy bends stuff and he levitates stuff. He's really amazing, but he has to have the sound effects. Well, not that bad. That was scary. Don't do that.
It's like Sammy Maloof's Cobra, right? Or Sammy Maloof's Hot Rod Car. One of those.
You know, and speaking, thank you for reminding me, Ryan. Speaking of that, guys, we are on behalf of Sammy Maloof, Winning at the Race of Life. You can donate $20 to Winning at the Race of Life. You just go to Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and if you donate $20, you can potentially win a $150,000 Shelby Cobra sports car. With an immaculate engine, everything is prestige, and it's Sammy Maloof's car. So, and, you know, Sammy Maloof does all the crazy stunt stuff on all the major TV shows and movies and Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, all that stuff. So you could potentially win that if you keep following the movement, and just tweet us if you want to know how to get involved. You donate $20, and the $20 that you donate goes to kids at schools and colleges and teaching kids to not drink and drive and not text and drive. Don't text and drive, Dante. Don't text and drive.
That's
it's real bad to text and drive. Yeah, don't ever text and drive. Why should you not text and drive, Dante?
No, because you might run into something. And you know what? Sammy Maloof built that car from the ground up by himself. That was a beautiful car, and he built it by hand by himself, and it's immaculate. It's worth it. It's so worth it. It's a prized possession.
Yeah, it's amazing. And guys, SammyMaloof.com, check him out. He's one of our celebrity ambassadors now officially. He's one of our brothers. He's fully in support. He's supporting Christ and God. He's one of God's soldiers. And we're all going to make a difference together. We're going to keep it moving. Check him out. Follow him. Sammy Maloof, Winning at the Race of Life. Amazing, amazing individual. So, guys, I want to just remind you, most people ask us about our events and what we have going on. Everything will finally be on easywaybroadcasting.com. You look at the top left of the site, you'll see events calendar. Go there, and you'll see the countdown to our next big event. You'll see all the events on the calendar. You click on it, and if you want to advertise in the event, if you want to put your videos on it, if you want us to advertise your event, it'll all be on that calendar. It's really sweet, really amazing. I recommend you guys go check it out. And again, you want to follow us, you text Easy Way to 313131. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, no spaces, to 313131, compliments of easytexting.com. And you can also download the application. Just by going to easywaybroadcasting.com, you'll see the big ad. If you want to advertise with us, contact us at 424-209-9290 or booking at easywaybroadcasting.com. We do get out to quality as well as quantity. We have over 50 different people in our company that all pushes it out on social media. And we have over 20 magazines that we can reach out to via Music That Pays. We reach UK, Las Vegas, India, China. It goes on and on. We do reach a lot of people. So mainly Los Angeles, though. That's our target demographic is Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego. That's mainly where we're hitting. Most of our hits are in the U.S., and so we really appreciate you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and open the lines. Every line is open. If you're there, you want to talk. There's you know, a bunch of people. Go ahead and talk. If you make noise, I'm going to delete you. No, I'm kidding. Background noise. So if you want to say anything else, you know, shout out to your friends or family. You want to promote anything in particular, the lines are open. Dante, Ryan, anybody, there's 10 lines open. Go ahead, guys. Go ahead and promote yourself.
Drop in.
Everybody's quiet at the same time.
Hey, this is Ryan. I did want to point something out. What I really enjoyed about the Action Expo was the speaking. You know, there's different speakers, and What I really enjoyed was Sammy Malou and the woman. I don't know her name, but she was singing.
Janine.
And
yeah.
It was just a good balance because there's so much stuff going on. People, I mean, there's 100 miles per hour. People are talking, moving around, doing this and that. But then when they come up on stage, just kind of like settles the moment. I mean, I even sat down in a chair and listened to her sing and heard him talk, Sammy Maloop, and it was just a really good balance for our section and just the Accent Expo in a whole, as a whole.
Thank you, Ryan.
I thought that was pretty awesome.
As far as Sophia is concerned, it was eventful. We had never done what we had done before, and we obviously had never done it together. So there were meteorites and harpoons coming at us the whole time. Our sound was loud, especially with the main stage. Everything was going wrong that was supposed to go wrong, but to show you how God works, we were spinning it so that it would come out right. But when Sophia told me, when I started asking her, who is this artist? And she started telling me, hey, they're sending them over from the main stage, and they were not in our itinerary, and we already had a condensed itinerary. We were looking at each other like, how are we going to do this? And that's when I looked at her and I said, there is no time schedule, because everybody kept coming to us saying, what time are we going to go on? And we were like, look, the clock's not running. We're not running the clock anymore. The clock's running us. But it worked. It's like rehearsing for a play and knowing that you're not ready, the curtain opens up and you realize that you're ready. That's exactly what it was like. I mean, we had no time to think. We only had time to act. She was amazing. She was amazing.
Yeah.
It was like she was walking around on stilts. But everybody got to perform.
I want to make sure we give – we have 7 minutes left. I want to make sure we give a shout-out to Ashkan Tabibnia, Higher Connections Network. He was one of the co-founders on the Ascent Expo. Did an amazing job. Brought a lot to the table. Had the full VIP section. And I want to give a shout-out to my partner, Antonio Giulini Productions. We are proud to officially launch and present Antonio Giulini Productions, who is the founder of the Family Film Awards and Olympia Awards, CBS, the United Nations, just amazing, amazing individual, and everybody else, just everybody that was involved in a conscientious, like-minded venture like that. People, I mean, it was raining. It was raining here and there, you know, and people still showed up to support a good cause. And if you're out there, if you're a like-minded individual, if you want to make a difference, if you give back, hit us up, you know, follow us. And be a part of the movement. It's not hard to find us, believe me. Easy Way Broadcasting, Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. You know, we do a lot of things, a lot of things. And so, Sophia, did you want to say anything, or any of the fans? The lines are open, but the fans are shy.
Yeah,
I guess.
Hello.
Yeah, who's that?
Fantastic. This is Pete Peterson. Hello, how you doing, Eric, the Easy Way?
All right,
Pete
Peterson,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete. Let's take a break. Yeah.
Hey Pete, well, welcome to the show. You've been a fly on the wall for the whole show, or where the hell did you come from?
I've been a big fly on the wall. I've been listening to every word, every nuance, and you know what? All of us know this and realize this, but all of us and everybody that was involved in the show, we made history. This is going to be written down as history, as far as the spirit point, in terms of bringing like-minded people together in a multitude of different ways that will be written about. This is the beginning, and it's only going to get better and better and better. I mean, guys like Sammy Lou, guys like Eric, guys like Dante, guys like Bill, everybody that was involved, be able to came together. You know, if we take and plan something with all these great people are here on the show in terms of doing something great and wonderful, to be able to get a lot more people involved, that would be fantastic. My organization, One Hope World, I'm Pete One Hope, and I really, really appreciate it. I don't intend to be a fly on the wall. I intend to be able to get involved and be able to help everybody make their thing happen. One Hope World, one helping other people excel.
I love it, Pete. Thank you so much for you know, again, guys. There's more callers that are calling in. There's people. My show is at 10:30. Just so you know, my show's at 10:30. Not 12 or 12:30, but my show's at 10:30. There's like 5 new callers that just popped in. So you know, caller 626-7907. Caller 714-3179. All these new people that are calling in, they're now, the lines are open. So just talk. You got about 4 minutes. Yeah, who's that?
This is Sophia. I just want to give a shout out to the Easy team.
because everyone came together and they were just amazing. I mean, to try to do something that takes 6 months to do, and they did it within even putting it together even greater in 2 weeks. I mean, hats off to everyone. Everyone deserves to just get the credit, and you know, of course, God gets the glory. But everyone just came together and made it work, and everyone worked so well together just to make it happen. And like I said, it was just an amazing time for everybody.
Thank you, Sophia. I appreciate that. And by the way, Pete Peterson, I'm going to be calling you after this off air. Got a couple of things to talk to you about. I really appreciate the, you know, the food, the drinks, the volunteers, the hard work that you put in. I want to make sure that you're very much acknowledged. One, it's One Hope World, right? That's your thing, One Hope World?
That's it.
One Hope World, guys, yes. Check that out. And Pete, you were just amazing. You really, really helped out a lot. Bill Brown, we really appreciate him. Bill Brown actually introduced me to one of the top people for Hollywood Weekly, guys. So we might have some stuff happening with Hollywood Weekly here moving forward. I'll just put it on air, a little teaser. One thing I want to talk to you about, Pete, is we are officially going to be involved with the Special Olympics via the, you know, from what my dad told me, via the Knights of Columbus, the actual Special
Whoa.
Olympics. So I definitely need to talk to you about that. And remember, guys, this is syndicated by Soul Central Magazine, Genesis Radio, Actors Reporter, Fan TV Global Networks, Avant Garde Magazine, and over 20 other magazines that are involved with Music That Pays, Music Distribution, Inc. You know, appreciate everybody for listening to the show. It's been amazing. Appreciate you guys. Remember, hashtag easy way. Hashtag easy way. That's the number sign, and you do hashtag E-Z-W-A-Y. Use it. It's so cool. Don't abuse it. Act like a fool. No, okay. Hashtag easy way. Hashtag easy way. Hashtag easy way. Use it. Use it. Use it. It will help you guys. It will help you. It will help you. It will help you, and it will help us. We want to keep growing that and growing that. Every time you post something, hashtag easy way. Be proud of it. Hashtag ascending. You know, we had this minimal perspective. We had a trending. Shout outs to Colin and his ninjas and stuff for all the help that they did. You know, Ascend Expo was almost really trending. If more people got involved, we would kill it. Every event that we do, all the stuff that we do, you guys are getting benefits by networking. So get involved and come on board the team. Hashtag easy way. Hashtag easy way. Use it. Use it. Don't abuse it. Hashtag. That's off the top of the head. I didn't write that down, by the way. Hashtag easy way, guys. Easy Talk Live. I hope you enjoyed the show. Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Come and check out the team. Come hang out with us. Only on Blog Talk Radio. It's podcast radio. It's syndicated on iTunes. It goes on and on and on. You can just download the application, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, and know more about what we got going on. Next week, we got an amazing show. I believe it's the Insanity Show. We're going to have all the Insanity people that you see on TV. It's going to be an Insanity. We'll call it Insanity. It's going to be an insane show. But I'm your host, Eric E.Z. Zuli, here on Easy Talk Live, powered by WTV Networks. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.